Hey everyone, Day and Ari here. Welcome to Windchill Time. And today is Monday, June 10th, 2019. Price of Bitcoin is $7,999. I wanted to catch that before it changes really quickly because, as we all know, the price of Bitcoin is extremely volatile. And so when you do the math, that means that one Satoshi is worth 0.008 cents, which is a tiny fraction of a dollar, and we'll go through that later on again. Are you live? First session here, getting going with Ari, dual miking in the same room together. Are you live? Yes, that's what that means. Are you live?
I am live.
You're live? Okay. So, how are you doing, Ari?
Well, I'm doing great, Day. How are you doing?
I am extremely satisfied that we're finally doing this because this is several days late.
Better this late little than session never. Right here.
This little dual miking session.
You know, in the story of the tortoise and the hare, who would you rather be? The turtle.
All right, so what's going on? So what's going on with you today? I think you did some stuff with the blog that you wanted to talk about.
I did a shit ton today.
All right, what'd you do?
Updated the website, yellowumbrella.ventures. I posted...
www.yellowumbrella.ventures, yes.
Yes. I also posted and published two blog posts. One of them being about BYND, so you know how it like did really grill.
BYND, can you explain what BYND is to people?
BYND is the Beyond Meat stock ticker, and they're overtaking the world of food.
How are they overtaking the world of food?
Well, meatless meat products, so you know, like the meatless burger. You've seen a lot of news about Impossible Burgers. They raised like a $300 million round. Same idea, using peas and soy products and various different flavorings to make it seem like meat, but it actually does a really good job. It's very environmentally friendly, tastes good, totally great for people and the planet. So Beyond Meat is doing really well. They IPO'd recently. And then after watching it for a bit, I begged and...
No.
Day.
You made your case and then you said, hey, I want to get in there. And so I said, okay, we can treat this like an angel check because, you know, we've written angel checks before for 10K. And then so we can start in on it.
So we got in on BYND at $80 or so, $80.40 to be exact. And some really great news happened on Friday, I think. Day
was their earnings report, I believe.
Yeah. And then Monday, today, it's up to 166. And so I had one of those shoulda, woulda, coulda moments, like, oh, crap, when Day told me about the earnings report on Friday, I should have made sure we bought some more. But oh, well, here we are today.
And again, just like our disclaimer says, this is not investment advice, but we're... One of the main themes here with the podcast is going to be about money, and then my new discovery of the last couple of years, Bitcoin, Ari's new discovery as well, because she's married to me, and then...
But wait, we were talking about what I did today.
Yeah. So, sorry, I diverged a little bit talking about what we are about here. So please continue with what you were talking about doing today.
Thank you, dear. So I did the blog post and then I had this great idea. Well, I have this great, love for writing. I'm getting back into it with blogging. So why don't I put out a post out there across Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter and say, hey, friends and family sale, $100 for a mention, $500 for a blog post or a content piece that I work on getting published in something like an Inc. or Forbes or something like that. And, see if we can monetize some writing every week, because we're all about the side hustles right now. That's one of my main obsessions lately, as I can talk about. Also came with some more ideas for the side hustle income streams today. So I've been thinking about how to productize those. And also, you know, streamlining my soap business. So that's what I've been doing today. Oh, and, you know, feeding the baby, keeping him alive, changing his diaper. I'm covered in barf and baby poo. Our house smells like poo.
Because we haven't taken out the baby diaper trash bag in a few days. And we do have... And we have our grandparents, my parents here today, so Quinoa's grandparents on my side, watching him right now this afternoon while I did an outing, and then I came back, and then finally got us doing this session.
You saw Matt Case. Session.
Yeah, he's I saw funny. The awesome Matt Case. Yeah, he's awesome.
He's hilarious.
And so you met him at a Jonathan Gegler Dhoni TF blockchain event, I believe. Like in real life.
With Mike Hansen. Yep.
With Mike Both Hansen. Okay, that's awesome. So shout out to Jonathan Gegler Dhoni and TF Blockchain, his conference that he does in Seattle. I believe another one is coming up soon. Again, today is June 10th, 2019. But so, yeah, I asked a favor of Matt Case because he's awesome and he's a student of blockchain and distributed ledger technology and Bitcoin and tokens and all that stuff. And so, you know, he was running a podcast for a little bit and just great guy. And so I asked him the favor of recording our disclosures disclaimer. And so he did.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He did three awesome renditions of it, which we will definitely be using after we get your approval.
Well, can we also get Michael Hansen to do it too?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because he was funny at karaoke on Saturday. Oh, my God.
He was a karaoke machine.
We should take those videos and post it on YouTube because people have got to see him sing.
Yeah. I think his missed his true calling in life as a boy band member.
Something.
Yeah, he had true command of the stage and everything. It was pretty awesome. So yeah, so I got the more renditions of the you know disclosures disclaimers done. And so pretty excited about that. I think tonight sometime I'm going to try and stay up somehow or another or steal a few moments of time so that I can put together the first official maybe pilot episode. We can call this a pilot episode of Windchill
nice.
Time.
Does that mean you're doing night duty with Quinoa or with Lentil? Which kid are you doing night duty with?
Yeah, so we have a newborn 7 week old and then we have a three and a half almost and so we're struggling. We're in the struggle like a lot of people are right now with raising young kids and trying to manage a career or
lack of career.
Manage a lack of career and get our lives in order and figure out what we want to do when we grow up and be grown-ups. So anyway, I have to steal some time and work really, really hard to get this what might turn out to be a 10-minute podcast into pilot episode published today, tonight, tomorrow, very soon.
Okay. Did you already talk about the price of Bitcoin today?
Oh, yeah. So I mentioned at the very beginning when you were off tending to biological duties. But, yeah, it was $7,999, which means that...
Today?
One Satoshi, no, just a moment ago, like right now. Well, right now it's $7,993. Oh, we cracked over the 8,000 mark again. It's $8,007.
You know what? Even though I'm in blockchain and cryptocurrencies, I actually really, really struggle with Satoshis. Can you talk about Satoshis?
Yeah, so that'll be one of the benchmarks that we use on the show to talk about the math associated with Satoshis. And so one Satoshi is 100 millionth of a Bitcoin. And so even... So I do have a background using a lot of math, but even with that, it's hard. I think it's really, really difficult for people to understand and truly absorb and fathom what 100 millionth of anything is.
Hey, and I even was like a math major at one point. I even thought I was going to be an actuary, and I still can't do it.
Exactly. So... much respect to Marty Bent and Matt Odell. I've been listening to their podcast for a long time. And so it's actually really easy once you know the formula. You just take the price of Bitcoin and then move the decimal point 8 places to the left.
Oh. Are you serious? Oh my God.
That's all you do. That's all you do. And so it winds up, well, what's really confusing, I think, is that when people talk in cents, they say, you know, this bubble gum is 5 cents or 10 cents. And there's no decimal points involved in that. But then when you talk about fractions of a penny, then you sort of have to take into account the whole decimal place and where it is. And so that's why it's right now at $8,000 per Bitcoin. The math becomes really easy. You move the decimal places eight places to the left, and one Satoshi is worth 0.008 cents, which is in dollar terms, you add actually two more zeros, and so it's we're getting too much in the weeds right now. So, and we're at 11 and a half minutes, so I think we can go ahead and wrap up. Like, any other thoughts for this little pilot, Ari?
I gotta go make milk.
You gotta keep a human alive.
Yes. Other than that, we can tell our listeners, thank you for listening. We really, really appreciate it. If there's any way you can give us a good rating to start off with, give us some good mojo.
Nice
we'll
comments.
Keep on going.
We take any feedback also. If you want to email us, and I don't know how people will email us.
We'll find us on yellowumbrella.ventures. No.
Oh, yeah, the website. There's a way to put in information. Yeah. Okay. All right, good. www.yellowumbrella.ventures.
Yes.
Yes, awesome. Thank you. And so, keep going, Ari.
Well, that was about it, you know? Come. Thank you for listening again. Windshield time with us, windshield time with your friends and family. And, you know, the mantra that I love right now is, together we rise. So, thank you again.
Yep. Thanks all for listening. Remember to be nice to each other out there. And don't forget to stack sats.
Stack sats.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
This is J.R. Pennypacker from Do We Cheat 'Em and How? None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or its hosts is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or even speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the host, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars for that matter of any kind, but they're simply humans and not sentient intergalactic life forms that are aliens. No, not at all. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, future of this space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic and coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.